This is the podcast for Mr. Love, the single. Pretty much discussing how the song came into being, what's going on with it, the video, the vibe of the song, things like that. So, we move forward with that situation. As we move forward with the situation, we go ahead and miss your love. Of course, it's a ballad, you understand that. It's a contemporary R&B ballad with increments of relationship failure, high points, low points. Situation where the female and the male have disagreements, and we tap into the various aspects of it and we explore it while exploiting the record to give the listeners a better understanding of what we're trying to achieve through the lyrics and the lyrical content, things like that. So when we come out with the first verse in Mr. Love, it automatically taps into the vibe of the song, what he's feeling, what emotion he's expressing, and he's trying to get the listeners to automatically key into the way he's got. Then you find that later on you start breaking down into what he did wrong as far as his come to terms with his shortcomings.
Even though and we're apart on the keys,
we agree that he essentially is holding up to his mistakes in on the record.
To the point
so as we
move
forward, we
you were here in my
exploit those
once
mistakes
gone,
he made and at least try to get her to own up to her as well. As the record progressed, we see different aspects of the high points where things were really great. They were having, the time of their life, the good things about relationships, X, Y, Z, X, O, things like that. However, when the low point starts coming in, you see that coming in small little increments where it's not too much, it's not too congested. It's basically seeping in so we could get a better understanding of what he's hitting with the record. The videos on here on YouTube is doing pretty good. We're about to do another recording of the same record, which is going to be with our music, the music behind it. And that should be very interesting because now we are in position with Bill on top of the foundation of the acapella version. So that's coming up in 2020. Expect that.
I'm starting to miss.
That's pretty much just a vibe with it. But for right now, the success of the records have been so phenomenal. People receive it pretty good. A lot of questions. So that's why we made this podcast, to give people a place to go and kind of extract their answers rather than trying to take questions from everybody around the world with the success of the record being so astronomical. It'd be kind of impossible to talk to everybody. I'm trying to give them answers. So this podcast should answer the questions and give them something what they could use, understanding the record and vibing with us and supporting, the mission of record. And as we go by, I'll try to still fill in more aspects of it in this podcast. But if you listen to the lyrics and you hear what I'm saying now, you kind of have a great idea or a better understanding of where we plan to go with the new recording and what we achieve with the acapella version. And, just want to give the fans the best and everything. We do, it's all for the fans, so make a mistake, it's what we do, we love doing it, just continue by with us. Like I say, you can email questions to us, you can call us, or you can listen to this podcast and it should give you a full understanding better of what's going on with the record. Duration recording artist, section 15 now. Excellency Fina, I'm discussing Mr. Love, intricacies in the record, things of that nature.
Still hurts, But with